children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Do 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 do.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician who is also now the holographic gypsy traveling all over the place. And tonight we are in Whitefish, Montana. And boy, is it beautiful here. Madeline and I have been driving around and going, Montana's looking pretty nice. And of course it's summer and not the winter. We might change our minds in the winter, but it's a beautiful place. And we just got done with Hot Springs, Montana yesterday, and so we've been hop-skipping and jumping around, and we're going to the Yak tomorrow, and apparently that's a beautiful wilderness area, and then we're going to Spokane. So we are progressing. We're on the west now. We're going to be on the west coast this next week and heading down south. So in the meantime, though, we just finished doing a quantum vortex gathering, and we are here at Rocks and Things in Whitefish, Montana, with Velvet and Valerie, and so that's three V's. There's got to be some kind of cosmic significance to that. We just had another wonderful experience. We've got some great photos again. Also, if you're familiar with James Gilliland stuff, you'll see that he has some new photos on his website where he shows a disc. And we have the same thing that happens every time we do this. We're always photographing these disc things. And he says that is Pleiadian pre-contact. So we have them pretty much in every vortex gathering we do, and we've been looking at them and saying they look like spaceships for a while. So anyway, we got that again tonight. We've had several disks. We've been taking pictures of the cloud saucers as we've been around, and we've had some very interesting stuff going on. So anyway, what I'd like to do first is have Velvet talk a little bit about the store and about what they do here and kind of, you know, what her vision of what's going on in the world is. And then we have maybe a couple of other people that might talk about that. Oh, they might have left. Okay. It's just us. It's just the two V's now. Okay, sorry about that, guys. You may get bored with me, but at least you can listen to Velvet. So I'm going to let Velvet introduce herself and talk a little bit about how she got to have this cute little store here and to have this center where people in Whitefish can come. And then we can hash out the problems of the world. So without further ado, here is Velvet.
Hi, my name is Velvet, and I own a little metaphysical rock shop in Whitefish, Montana. We're closer to Canada than any other major city. I opened the store in November, not really understanding or knowing exactly what my role would be, but it's kind of unfolding as I go along. A friend of mine did the astrology on the store, and the rising sign of the store is conjunct the same place as December 21st, 2012. I'm not the center of Whitefish. I'm the center of the galaxy. Another thing that I found about Whitefish since I opened the store, there was a lady who did an Akashic record reading here, and she said Whitefish is the center of a vortex, is a vortex within three other vortex. Hot Springs is one of the vortexes that Whitefish is aligned with. And it's a place where people are being called. A lot of healers come in here saying, oh, we're not really sure why we're here. We just know that we're supposed to be here. And that it's a place that calls you to do what you've come to the planet to do. So it's just kind of fun to see the community that's being built here and, you know, connecting with Dr. Val. I wish I'd have known more about this activation so I could have spoke about it more. But now I know. So when she decides to come back, probably not in the winter though, we'll do it again, and I'll know how to talk it up more. I don't know, just if you ever get to Whitefish, stop in and say hi and tell me that you heard about it on your radio, and I look forward to seeing all of you. It's a small space, though, so come in staggered. And if you have the opportunity to have a quantum vortex experience with Dr. Val, it's well worth the travel if you have to travel to go see her, or the time. It was awesome, and you know, I feel more connected to the planet, more connected to all the light workers, more connected to the work that's being done on all levels right now. So I'll give you back to Dr. Val. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Velvet. That was wonderful. And you guys, you really have to see this little shop. It's so cute. And we just had a really wonderful space to work in. And we were trying to get a couple of the other people to talk, but they were a little too shy. So what we're going to talk about tonight is basically a few things that we discovered on our travels. You know, sometimes you go through life and you get these little aha moments. And we've had several of those as we've traveled through Montana. We've been well entertained, and we've stayed with some wonderful people. And as we came through Montana, which, by the way, we had no idea we were coming through, but, you know, at the last minute, we kind of realized, hey, that's the direction we need to go, and really didn't know anybody in Montana, and called up a friend in Sedona and said, hey, you're from Hot Springs, Montana, right? And he said, yeah. And I said, do you know anybody that might possibly want to put on a vortex gathering, because we have to go through Montana and we need places to stay, and, you know, it'd be kind of nice to have money for gas and things like that and light up as many people as we can in the process. So he gave me a contact in Hot Springs, which is Rainbow Zen. Loa is wonderful, and she has this cute little shop there. And actually, we went and did a little painting there. She has a purple shop with all kinds of little goodies in it, and she has a little cafe and actually a tea room. And so we stayed there, and it's a wonderful place. We went into the mineral baths there. It smells like rotten eggs, but apparently the waters are similar to the waters in Bath, France, and, you know, very healing waters. So for $5 a day, you can go in and out all day, and there are a couple of the Native Americans there that run the baths. That would be Rose and Leroy. So if you ever get in that section, Hot Springs is similar to Sedona. It does have vortexes. It's quite special. And then they have healing waters there, the hot mineral springs. So it's really worth a visit, and it was really fun. So we finished there. From there, we had been in Bozeman, and we're at Miss D's shop, and spent about 3 or 4 days there. Kind of all started to blur after a while. But we had many people coming in for private sessions, and we did the group a couple times, and it rained like crazy and lightninged the whole time the first night that we did it. And, you know, as you may know, if you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell, that's, you know, a pretty good sign that the spaceships are overhead. And so we took full advantage of that, and we enjoyed ourselves immensely. And during that and prior to that, we stayed with Kali, who is the person who does Montana Connections, which kind of links all the metaphysical groups together throughout Montana. And so everybody kind of has an idea of who's where and what's going on. And so we got to stay in the town of Livingston with Callie for a few days, and just had a great time. And she's quite a hoot, you know. We had a lot of fun. We were doing a lot of laughing and a lot of touring the town. And so, you know, we've really enjoyed Montana. And if you guys are from Montana, any of you, then you know what I'm talking about. It's just a beautiful place. And, of course, I haven't seen it during the snow time, but I like snow, so I don't think that would bother me. So we've met some wonderful people. We've had some wonderful experiences and made some really interesting connections last night. And you're going to be hearing more about that. I made a connection with a guy that has an emerald green laser that has, it's a blue-green laser. And I'm going to have him on the show. He actually worked with Fred Bell for about 10 years. So he's going to be on the show probably after we get home. And just interesting, you know, he's been healing himself and other people with this blue-green laser. And he was talking about how it's not the power, but rather the frequency that is so important. And of course, we know that because the frequency has to be right in order to affect the cells. So I'm looking forward to learning more about him, and he was actually instrumental in investigating the whole thing with Billy Myers and all this kind of stuff. So it's quite fascinating. I have to read up more on what he's been into and all that before I can really talk about it a lot, but that was quite an impressive connection. So we've had things like that going on, and one of the things that I can tell you as we're traveling is that everybody's asking me what's really going to happen in 2012, and as you know, I've said before, I don't know, because it's not decided yet. I've seen a lot of possibilities. Here's something that has been told to me by Spirit lately and was intimated at before, and that's that if you're waiting for a Savior to come and save you, forget it. It ain't happening. What has to happen is the humans must save themselves. So that means that every single one of us has to do everything we can to hold the maximum amount of light at all times. Not just, you know, during your meditation time, but all the time. So as I'm, you know, getting a little bit more intuition about what's going on and how it's coming down, I'm seeing the necessity of all of us going out and helping others. Now, this can take many forms, and there are a lot of people who say, I don't have any money, I don't have any time, you know, what am I going to help somebody with? You know what, you can help somebody with a smile. You can help them with just love in your heart, maybe assist them as they're walking down the stairs, you know, maybe carry their groceries up the stairs for them without complaint. You know, little things like that. One place we were staying, there was a neighbor who got kind of nasty about one of the people we were staying with and wanted us to go and move everything around, you know, to her satisfaction and was complaining about this person. And we just kind of shrugged and said, well, you know what? You know, you're acting like we've known this person for a long time. We haven't. You know, we barely met her, and, you know, whatever she wants to do with her stuff is her business. And this woman was trying to get us to take her stuff and put it, you know, where the woman decided it should be. And we said, no. You know, if you want to move the stuff, you know, you talk to her, you talk to, you know, one of these guys here because she can't do it, and we got to go. So we left. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because it's showing the big difference between the helpers and the non-helpers. You know, the woman was never volunteering to help this person. She was only complaining about her. And this is a person who happens to try to help every single being who comes across her doorstep. And she doesn't have much, but she would give everything that she had to help someone. And when I saw what was going on, I wasn't about to help this woman have her agenda. Because, you know, it, just because she wants the stuff moved does not mean it has to be moved. You know, get what I'm saying? So basically, you know, we would help the other person, sure. You know, we gave her rides, we did this, we did that, you know, whatever we could. But it goes beyond that. You know, when you have neighbors that are unable to do something and they really need your help, you know, sometimes it's inopportune, but you could say, well, you know, I can't help you right now, but I'll be back at 4 o'clock or whatever, you know, and maybe I can help you then. So, you know, see what you can do. Now, it doesn't mean you get taken advantage of. I mean, there's times where I'll say no, and somebody will say, well, why not? And I figure if they're asking me why not, they're being rude. So then I tell them because I don't want to. Other times, somebody will ask me for help, or they'll just not say anything but say, well, I have to do this or I have to do that. And I'll say, okay, and we go do it. You know, we ended up painting a room the other day we didn't plan on doing. You know, we were both pretty tired, and we kind of sighed and went, this has to get done. Who's going to help this woman? And so we rolled up our sleeves and put our hair back, and we went to work, and we painted the room. And it was really kind of funny because we're looking at each other going, I don't want to paint the room. No, I don't want to paint the room either. We got to paint the room. So, you know, there's those kinds of things that go on because you look around and you see, who's going to do this? You know, we can't turn our backs on people now, especially. We have to be unified. You know, unified humanity is the goal. And either we do it voluntarily or the ETs are going to let the bad ETs come through and do it for us. You know, or they'll let the government go ahead and do the nefarious bad deeds that they've been wanting to do for so long. So the help has to come after we've helped ourselves. And what do you think about that, Velvet? You have any? Here, let me give the phone back to Velvet so she can tell you what she thinks about all this.
I tend to agree, you know. I think that's part of the problem in this country is we haven't taken responsibility. We want somebody to help us. We want somebody to bail us out. We haven't been willing to step forward and take care of ourselves or to assist others. And I just see here in Dr. Val talk, you know, it's like those little simple things that help us help ourselves, is opening our heart and our hands to other people with the simple things. And I think that's, it's those simple things that make all the difference. So, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that's something that I've really observed as we've been going around. You know, and I've talked before about healing animals and things. And, you know, we've got this equipment, and it's amazing stuff. And it's a combination of things. You know, we use Fred Bell's Andromedan holographic projectors, and we use Ray's Stargate Light, you know, from SedonaTrueHealing.com. We use lasers. We use crystals. We use all kinds of things. We use sound. We use everything that we can. We create this field, the zero-point energy field. And we've had occasions as we came across the country where we had to work on healing animals and people. And, you know, it's a joy to be able to do that. And we had this one cute little dog that we worked on healing, and I think I mentioned her a time or two before. She purrs, so I was calling her a putty puppy. She wasn't really a puppy, she's old, but she was just precious, you know. And when you look into the eyes of these little beings, they're so precious. And, you know, the dogs that we've looked at lately, they're aware, they are sentient, and you can talk to them just like they're people, and they get it. And, you know, to have anyone not pay attention to their animals now is a crime, because they're waking up too. And so we're seeing this more and more, and any time that we can help them, we do. So, you know, we've done all kinds of crazy things as we've come across the country. You know, we're working on people, working on animals, you know, praying. And, you know, we had one where when we were in Florida, the lady who was the prayer circle, because nobody else ever showed up, she said, "Oh, you know, my sister's very ill, and would you pray with me?" And I said, "You understand that if we pray with you for your sister for her highest good, she may die, because that may be her highest good, and maybe she's had a hard time leaving, and that's why she's suffering." She said, "Oh, yes, I know that." And we said, "Okay." We prayed for her, and the next morning the woman's sister died. And so she was very sad and everything. She says, "But I know this is what's best for her." And so we said, "Okay, you know, that's the only, that was the condition. She had to know that, or we weren't going to pray, you know." Because, you know, things can go either way when you allow. And we're big into the allowance of things. So it's been real interesting, you know, to see the differences, to see the things that we can help each other with. And we've been helped so incredibly. And, you know, most of the time we're helped by people that don't have a pot to pee in, as they say, you know. And, you know, they give everything that they have to help us. And then we see other people going by that, you know, could well afford to help, and, you know, they don't. And so you look at that and you go, "Huh, that's interesting." And, you know, and other people, we've had a few people who were comfortable, you know, not wealthy, but comfortable. And they've given, you know, and they gave more than we asked for. So, you know, they're the ones that have helped us actually get back across the country. And so it's been real interesting to see the ebb and the flow, and to see that that there are people out there that are giving us hope. And by giving us hope, what they're actually doing is they're helping us to lift our hands towards the ETs and the interdimensionals and the angels who are here to help us, because they've all said, "We're not going to come and save you." You know, and there are, and here the clueless Christians are probably going to start screaming at this point, but here it is. The Savior, Jesus Christ, is not coming back to the planet to save you from your iniquities. So get over it. You know, you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to evolve. You cannot stay in your little pods of worship and think that that's going to save your butt, because it isn't. Here's the bottom line. We have to get rid of all ego, all fear, all prejudice, all judgment, and all greed. If you have even one molecule of that within you, you will not cross over into the next dimension. That's the bottom line. And this is not my truth. This is the truth, okay? And so if you find yourself wanting to debate this, all I have to say to you is good luck. Because I've been told very, very succinctly, very clearly, that this is what's going on. So it's time for people to quit fooling around, get the heck out of their egos, and to start to turn towards the truth. And the truth and love you'll find within yourself. It's in your heart. If you can't go into your heart and be open, if you can't face the truth, then, you know, you're destined for something that's not really fun. And the further thing that I've been told about by Spirit is that there's going to be more danger associated with this transfer than before. You know, we've thought for years, at least through my lifetime, that no one is ever wasted, that the Spirit is always safe. And what I've been told lately is completely different than that. What I've been told is that if we fail to do this ascension leap, that in actuality, who we are and all of the millennia of becoming who we are now vanishes. And the atoms all go back to the great void and we are no more. Now that's damn serious, people. Now this is not something I've read. This is not something I dreamed. This is something that was given to me the same way all the other information has been given to me. And no, I don't channel. So about the only thing I can say is, you know, it's time to get with the program here. Time is short. And I've said before, this is why we're traveling around the U.S. and we'll travel around the world, you know, to enlighten everybody, to get them to that point where they can make that leap. And people have got to stop having these pipe dreams about, you know, we're fine, we don't have to do anything. Everything's good, it's all okay. And I've told you before, it's all fine on the other side, it's not fine here. So we have work to do. So anyway, that's what I've been told lately. And now we're going to see what Velvet's been told.
I guess what I've been told is the best way to do what Dr. Vell's talking about is to come fully into your bodies. We're here to fully be here, and the safest place for your soul at this time is in your body, being grounded, being connected to the planet, not out flitting about. Also, I think connecting to nature, connecting to people, connecting to animals, not being isolated and insulated from things that open our hearts. I think that's another part of this. For me, that's what I've been told. And put your head down and go to work.
Yeah. All right, that's it. You've officially been told by another person, get to work. We do have a lot of work to do, and the time is short. And now, conversely, I'm going to tell you, you have to be in joy and in love. So right now, you know, you're probably going to, you know, if I could see the fast chat, which I can't, by the way, right now, I'm not hooked up, but... But you're probably going, what? How am I going to do that? After I've just been told how serious this is, how am I supposed to be in love and joy? Well, that's the trick, isn't it? You have to be in love and joy. We have to carry that within our hearts. We have to shine that from within ourselves out to everyone else. And so it is quite the balancing act. And as I've said before, one of the greatest values of traveling around with the quantum vortex is that it takes people who haven't done their spiritual homework and it puts them where they need to be, back in alignment on their path. And it's not something I have to figure out because their guides and guardians take care of it. And that's a good thing for me. I don't have to be the guru. You know, I've already got enough titles. I don't need guru to add on to that. So, and I'm not going to change my name either, so there. But, you know, there are so many things that we have to do within ourselves. And people are running around looking outside and, you know, paying thousands of dollars for these things that are somebody's ego, you know, that they've designed so that they can do it as a business. And we see that time and time again. I've talked to more people than I can remember about going to some famous guy or the other and having to pay between $1,000 and $5,000, and they got some supposed initiation or activation, didn't feel a thing. And they don't use it. And, you know, then they come to the vortex and they go, holy cow, this is an initiation and activation. And we say, yeah, no, use it. You know, and no, we're not charging you $5,000. Time is short. What part of time is short are people not getting? So, you know, so I look at all this stuff and I think, you know, there's so many people running around with different agendas. I'm going to tell you my agenda real short and quick here. My agenda is love and truth. And my agenda is that we all become unified humanity the way they're meant to be. And that's the end of my agenda. and I want to go home, okay? I want to get home. so that's basically it. So I'm hoping that with this radio show and with the gatherings that we're doing and the books and all that kind of stuff, I'm really hoping that people can get to that point of great love and light and really be able to ascend. And the ascension process could be as simple as taking one breath in the new world. We'll see. So that's about all I can tell you about that. So for all of those people who keep wanting to know what's going to happen, it's not set in stone. You know, we're the ones who are going to decide what happens in 2012. We can either unify and decide that we move into paradise on earth in a higher dimension, or we can refuse to unify and stay in the ego and in fear and all this stuff and be lost. It's your choice. It's the choice of every single person. I'm hoping that what you choose is love and light. That's what I'm choosing. And I'm doing everything in my power to help people to choose that. So that's basically the what I have discovered as we've been coming across the U.S. And by the way, it feels really good to be back in the West End. I definitely am a West Coast girl. And, you know, I've been to the East, and there are very lovely places there and wonderful people, but the energy is different. And out here, it's a lot more relaxed. And it's hard to describe. It's probably more woo-woo than the East is. although the East has its woo-woo places too. But the energy is different here. You know, maybe it's because I was born on the West Coast. I don't know. But it's really nice to be back in the West. And so now we're going to be traveling through, going to the Yak, which is the wilderness area, tomorrow. I hear it's very beautiful. Then we're going to Spokane, Washington. Seattle got canceled, so unless somebody wants to put one on there, so they need to let us know in the next couple of days if they want to do that. Then we're going to Grants Pass, Oregon, and possibly Ashland. Then we go to L.A., and we're doing a three-day workshop in L.A. It'll be on combination of sacred geometry, quantum physics stuff, meditation, and making your own quantum physics tools. It's simpler than you think. So I'm going to teach you all how to do it the simple way. So that's basically the schedule. Then we go back home for several months and, you know, wait and see what happens. As you know, I've mentioned that I feel something's coming between September and October. And I think it's going to be economic. But I'm not sure. You know, it could be some kind of disaster like an earthquake or something. I don't know. But, you know, it's all based on our emotions. So if you're one of these people who's easily excitable and tend to be a drama queen, I'd say you might want to figure out a way to get out of that, because that's what's causing a lot of the earth upheavals right now. So we need to not get so upset about things. You know, it's our emotions that are controlling the weather patterns and changing things and making things difficult. And, you know, as we learn more about quantum physics, we learn more about how connected we really are. And it can be pretty scary, you know. If we're all in fear, you know, if we're all panicked, it's just going to get worse. So please do your part. Please heal yourself. Get yourself into that position of love and truth. And stay there. You know, don't allow yourself to get knocked out. You know, so what if crazy people are around you? I've had more than my share of crazy people, let me tell you. And you know, if you want to see a bunch of crazy people, just go to Sedona. People are getting knocked off of their balance all the time there. And because the energy is so intense, it's very difficult for people that live there. So we see that. I've heard crazy stories from people all across the U.S. I mean, just insanity, including one lady that we stayed with, had her car towed because in this particular city she lives in, if you call them up and ask them to tow your car, they'll do it. They'll tow it and give you $100. And so this woman went around and had five cars towed, so she got $500, and the cars belonged to other people. And the city didn't even ask for any proof that this woman owned these cars. So she's in jail. Meanwhile, five people are without their cars, including one of our friends. Now, how crazy is that? How does that even happen? But this is the kind of stuff that's going on. You know, you've got neighbors going crazy trying to kill dogs because they walk across lawns, you know, not pooping on the lawn, mind you, just walking across the lawn. Or, you know, trying to get somebody kicked out of a neighborhood because the dog barks when somebody comes to the front door. I mean, this is craziness. So all I can say is you got to maintain that point of peace. We all have to do that. And that's our saving grace. That's how we save ourselves. So word to the wise. Save yourself, okay? Quit waiting for somebody else to save you. It has to be you. You save yourself. We all together save the world. So I'm hoping that you'll join me in that. I'm hoping that that you'll practice the Golden Grid Meditation and the Blue Spark. Keep yourself safe. So that's it for this week. And next week we will be somewhere in Washington. So thank you, Velvet, for being on the show and for giving us a little insight into what's going on up here in Whitefish. And I hope we'll be back. I like this place. It's a pretty little town. So anyway, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.